Thank you for your word. Heals our bodies. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for perfect deliverance. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory to God. For your word benefits us today. Our body, our mind gets healed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Is it dead? Amen, amen, amen. Please close that door. Oh, glory to God. It's the Lord, it's the Lord, it's the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen, amen. Okay, we have been looking at the subject of healings for a while. Hallelujah. Praise God. And let me start this way. There is an attitude that we must have, especially towards what I call Holy Ghost meetings. There's an attitude that a believer must have. There is an attitude, let me use the word, that pace, especially towards Holy Ghost meetings. Amen. Can you hear me? See, at times, when you are in church, God will have things He wants to release to you, that He wants to share with you. And because of the gathering, you have already, even, let me use the word angelic ministration and much more, that God would love to you to have. But you know, and let me say it this way. Because service is always ordered, and service is always in the direction of the preacher. Of course, so the preacher gives direction to the flow of service. Please listen to me carefully. So most times, the preacher may not necessarily go fully in your direction. Even when the preacher goes in your direction, maybe perhaps the direction of your need, there is still a responsibility on you to do something after service. After the service. I can say this goes for almost all Christian meetings, but most especially Holy Ghost meetings. It is in such atmosphere, there are lots that you have received, but consciousness is key. Some of the things you have received, the consciousness may not really come immediately. And you need consciousness for you to walk in what you have received. That is why it is a good practice for Christians, after special meetings or after church meetings, immediately getting home, or immediately when you are in an isolated place, set aside time to pray and meditate over that day. Lord reminded me this again yesterday. There are times we are benefiting less from what we have received. It's not just yesterday. After we just got home, and I think that was when, is it man you was having match or so? Is that because I don't like the match or so, or for whatever reason? I just went inside and put my head down. And immediately, it was like the old service get repeated again. And start seeing things I've missed, directions I ought to have gone that I didn't go. And I now start receiving further instructions. And there was, I think, one or two angelic administration too. That was to me. Because of the service. And now, yesterday's atmosphere is an atmosphere that we all created. But there must be something tangible for you to take out. So at times, the service is not enough. It's not sufficient for you to benefit from such after service. Take out time. I will to God that I'm still praying to God for that every member of my church, Jude number one, peace number two, and the rest, we know the right attitude to mobile phone. That you don't just stop finish service. And there looks like a rapid response from your soul to pick your phone. You need number three. Use number four. Of course, you're not. You're supposed to be traveling, but get this too. That there's just something that wants to just that is just racing your mind. Pick your phone. Pick check. When last you check your phone and you saw an alert of $1 million? Amen. The fellowship with the Holy Ghost does not stop at the service. It doesn't stop. Service is to open you to, should I say, realm. Getting home immediately after such atmosphere, anybody, no matter who ministers, no matter the meeting, just get home. I remember the first time that I said I'm tired of my tongues, that the tongues change. It happened not after the meeting. That was Pastor Jola Emin's times of refreshing when we were in Zamfara State, 2011. After the meeting, I just went out to the open field in our family house then. And the same thing, same song that we are singing, he's alive and he lives inside of me also. I just went out, was singing it. And, you know, like, if your tongue is just going like this before, and things just turned totally and like all around. I was blessed in the utterance gift. Why? I took it to. Bible says, true desire, a man intermeddles with all wisdom. Say desire. So, how much do you set your mind in service? Service is there to set up your week for signs and wonders. Are you with me? Let me say this, though. People who are doing far more than you are not laboring as much as you are. I know this mobile phone will just form one new idol with people. That you just wake up in the morning before when you see, say you are even under the law or so, at least you wake up for morning devotion. Wasadura oro abi kunleka badura. Sing your English version if you know it. And do running up now we call that song religious, for instance, but the song is actually saying prayer is the walking stick of the believer to walk with God. That's deep, right? Yeah. Say prayer is the walking stick of the believer to walk with God. But we let go of all those times. Say, well, I'm in Christ. I'm no shaking. I'm a new creation. And so, don't worry, I just blast in tongues. So, as you're waking up, balance to get better, rest to get better. Status update. And you know, status update alone can take you an hour, depending on your friend list. You don't want to miss even if it's a useful post, fine. One useless post on Facebook, you don't want to miss it. It's a bad attitude for ministers. It will make you profit less from what you have. Are you with me? There was a time, that should be 2012, 2013, coming on Facebook is just to do two things. I will check personal income as well. Check that Kenyon, there's somebody that posted with the name of Kenyon, then check that man, check EW Kenyon's work, and there's just too few people, and that was all. There was a time that spanned over a period of 6 years that I said I will not watch TV until I get a hold of the power of God. 6 years. I stayed off. So that's clear from like 2006 to past around 2012. Till now, I've not recovered from radio. Don't be current. Be full of power. Don't know everything that is happening. Be responsible for your life. Be responsible. Be responsible for your life. Be responsible. Take responsibility. Don't be like this always. I remember the time I was fasting and I was on phone and I was on phone. And when I was about to break, you go say, no, you're not breaking. Why? You have not fasted. No, I've not eaten this morning. No, you have not fasted. I didn't get what he was saying that day until the next time I tried to fast. That fasting is actually a time to what? Set your mind apart fully. So if your mind is on plenty people, so don't fall for that prey. Don't fall for that trap. Don't fall for it. Are you with me? So after Holy Ghost meeting, after believers meeting, even after church service, do you desire something? You have an expectation in your mind before the service that you came to church with. After leaving, put it again with side by side with the message of the day. Spend like an hour. Thank God for Sunday. Spend like an hour just meditating about it again. For instance, if you take time to go through all the songs that came out yesterday, it's wonderful. It's all on Facebook. Why don't you just take time, sing everything to you? Are we joking here? Is it another concert or another just for the fun of it? Why not go over it again? And let that inspiration drive you to pray for somebody, to minister to somebody. Amen. With everything, I was not even expecting that they would sing that much. At times I was outside when they were singing. That they sang down so much about the healing power of God yesterday. Wow. That should drive you to the place of activity, even the yesterday. Unless your mind is not on it. These things, they are beyond confession. They are activity. See, the Christian life is your full-time life. It's your full-time life, not a part of your life. Not a part. You give voice to the truth of God's word. You give voice to it. You give voice to that inspiration that you have received. You give performance. Blessed is he that believeth, for there shall be a performance of those things that have been spoken concerning him. For no word of God is without power. Hallelujah. You give voice to the power of God. You don't desire to be the same. You don't desire to just go live the normal day. No. If we value ourselves, if the least of us is the one that came out here, ministered to us, prayed with us, like we prayed together, taught the, go home, think on it, spend some minutes, 30 minutes, that's minimum. That's for Sunday. And now, fine, as a believer, go over the service again. Pray in tongues, sing in tongues, over everything again. Something will now settle down. That's the difference between you and those who just come to church for the fun of it. Amen, amen. We're not just a word gathering, no. We are people who put out the word. That means every Sunday builds us up towards putting out the word. So yesterday, right now, that means we have been built up towards putting out words of healings. When we teach about redemption, it empowers your mind to be more volatile about preaching the gospel, to be more versatile. That is why we teach eternal salvation. You are more like the courage is there, the boldness, the assurance. Wow, I'm going to take this ghost to the sinner. That means whosoever believes what I'm saying will just be saved forever just like that. It motivates you to do it more. Same way, when we talk about the healing power of God, you give action. Amen. Church is not theoretical, it's practical. Praise God. Hallelujah. So watch it, watch it, watch it. Any, just watch it. Don't be everywhere. Be somewhere and emancipate. Be somewhere and eat it hard. Let me tell you the truth. Last month, I said about like about the mobile phone. If you don't get it this year, if it will take you 5 years to get it, that's how long it will take you before you attain that height that you are seeing. That height that prophecy calls you, until you shun off distraction, you will not get there. It's not a curse. Are you with me? It's not a curse. Praise God. For instance, there was a time when we are treating all those, should I say, from when we say, can the Bible be wrong, to judgment of God, to all those deep Bible study at home, we don't watch TV. We don't. I mean, sorry, there was no subscription. So you set aside time like that. You take away distraction. Plug your ears. All the news, press that you have been following since. Find out everybody is doing better in the world. Find out, and to now make matters worse. And some of you are still sick. And you are finding out everything that is happening in the globe. By now, someone should have said that, Pastor, these messages, healings, they are not yet on the website. Can I get them so that I can start going over them one after the other? Can I get more books? Can I get more other messages? That's a believer. Amen. If you want to be serious with the things of God, set your mind on it. Set your mind on it. If you want to get the result you are seeing, what is being spoken about you in prophecy, if you want to see, set your mind on it. It cannot be during service. It cannot be. Unless you want us, because I think I'm keeping you in church enough. Hallelujah. It cannot be during service. For instance, if you are not in evangelism on Saturday, where were you? As me and Inez coming today, he was telling me some, there are some stuff that happened on Saturday. And yeah, that's a believer. Saturday, where are you? Christianity is activity. Activities that glorifies God. I don't know where is my research. The research is there. That type of research I use is for messages. My phone is for messages. My earpiece is for messages. If you have noticed one progression that we love to do here, we put priority on the word. On the word. So please, that would mean you too, give yourself, not just in church, to the word outside church. You give yourself to it deliberately. See, somebody is calling you. You give yourself to it deliberately. Deliberately. And let me tell you the truth. If your pastor cannot speak to you and you listen, forget it too. Forget angels. Forget any other thing. Today is Monday. Normal people don't come to church. And you are here. So why not benefit to the maximum of what you have received? Praise God. Hallelujah. So to Christian meetings, have that attitude. Even if you are the one that preached that day, my God, there are things. Because I tell you the truth, it's very easy for the preacher to miss out of God's blessing. Trust me. Very easy for everybody to be blessed except the preacher. So what should the preacher do? After church, come back, preach to yourself. Amen, amen. Say, I get blessed by the word. Say, I get better by the word. Say, I put activity to the word I have heard. A lot of GOs don't know up to you. What you wrote in that exam, sir?
A lot of general overseer cannot answer it. So why not put that little knowledge to use? Why not?
I say general overseers.
People put their ignorance to use and they got results. So how else do we glorify God? Rather than what? Putting the knowledge to use. Remember what I was teaching you it's not offices. The one that looks like correcting doctrinal error. What is that again? That would just finish. It should be, is it the church or something? Huh? Is it on the offices? That was saying that the license to correct a ministry in error is not just knowledge, it's what? Huh? Messages. What did you say? Right doctrine. Is it right doctrine I said? Please stand up. Stand up. Is it right doctrine? Is it just anybody that asked right doctrine? Which type of right doctrine? Eh? Brother Joshua, are you not here? Yes, what is it? What is the license to correct a ministry of falsehood? Stand up. Pastor Ezekiel, what is it? Ah, stand up. Don't talk, please. Ojut. Just stand up. IJ, what is your license to correct a ministry in error? Thank you. Ministry in what? In truth. I will punch you. IJ, sit down. Thank you. Also, you can sit down. Thank you. Ministry in truth. Sit down. Sit down, everybody. Ministry. Not that, I am what the world says I am. And you are what the world says who you are under your bed. Somebody is now doing ministry with his falsehood. You are now talking. You must be found doing ministry with what? With the truth. Never forget that. So if you see somebody that is only on Facebook, no disciple, nothing, no church is committed to, no ministry, no active ministry. And he's going to say, Pastor Deboye, you are collecting tithe. Praise God. So put activity to the word. It's just a year and a half or so in the different assembly. But I can say we have taught a lot. Put it to use. The Christian life is never taciturn. Always full of activities. Always full. Hallelujah. The funny thing is that God is glorified only when you act, not when you know. God is glorified when you act. When you act. Not just when you know, not just by knowledge. It's when you act, it's activity. Activity. Next time you pick your phone, let my picture appear to you from your screen to shout on you. Drop it. Amen. Praise God. That's why I see that thing that is WhatsApp caller. Which one that we call? Talk. Take 5 seconds. When we not here, not respond. Talk. Later, and that 3 seconds. You are wasting my life. I will find credit. I will cut it. That's why WhatsApp call by default. I will cut. Call you back. What was it? And some people, just like this one last time before you came. Good morning, sir. How are you? Today I answered you. Tomorrow, good morning, sir. How is the family? Okay, what are you expecting? Family is bad. That's what you're expecting. I'm not saying don't be loving, don't be. But I'm simply against time waster. There are some people, until there was a lady on Facebook then, Messenger, she asked like copy and paste question every day. How are you doing? How's the ministry? Glory to God.
Hope you are fine. Thank you.
Tomorrow, she will repeat the same thing.
Amen. Until I start, I cannot start replying people by default.
Are you in ministry? Don't allow people to waste your life. We are used. We are not going to be used forever.
Everybody you are calling, big men of God today, a lot of days started from these times. These are the times to record countless. These are the times to build up your testimony portfolio. These are the times to build up your healing portfolio. These are the times to build up the crazy moments. Is it when you are married and you have plenty of children, so like 6 or 16, or you have physical, biological children, for like Joshua that plans to go to fulfill Genesis 1:27 to replenish the earth, praise God. Is it when you have plenty of responsibility, that's when you're thinking of finding a sacrifice on the T-junction and just scatter it. Is that when you're finding stuff like that? To be finding, to be, you have heard that there's a woman that goes out every night, 1 a.m. around your corner. When do you plan to go and block her? I did that before. I'm just telling you stuff. When do you plan to do all those things? Even when you are married, that you not leave your wife in the middle of the night, that you are going somewhere. And she won't suspect you. These are times for crazy things. Amen. It's not over for you. You only have one kid. Don't forget. Amen.
These are times. Build it up right now. Act in faith. Don't step out in faith. You will never feel that powerful. Step out in faith. Don't expect a day you now start feeling like Thor, blasting with lightning.
I said, now I'm ready.
When?
Then you are 89 years old. You are already singing Jim Reeves song. Amen, amen.
Use this time. Psalm 107.
Verse 20.
True desire, a man intermediates with all wisdom. Right? Get it right. If you don't give the things of the Spirit, because I just pity you guys, you are not, right now, you are not benefiting from the word. I mean, from the world, like from the WORLD. You are not benefiting from the what's up, guys, what's up, girls. Amen. Your pastor will drill you, bring you here, bring you here, bring you here, bring you here. Then, cuckoo become who is bringing you here for? Simple. Amen.
Oh, glory to God. That's why I'm going to reject a lot of your traveling requests, because we have activity to do this December. Psalm 107, verse 20. Can we take it together? Slowly, want to go? He sent his word. And he healed them and was delivered them from their destructions. Ooh, glory to God. Glory to God. So he sent his word, and the word healed them and delivered them from their destruction, from their distresses. If you go to verse 1, see the progression of what he was saying before. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord for his good, for his mercy, what? Endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Hallelujah. Praise God. No, he said, let the redeemed of the Lord what? Say. Say, I say. Let's read verse 6 together. Want to go? Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. Wow. Read verse 9. Want to go? He satisfied the longing soul and filled the hungry soul with goodness. Glory to God. Verse 13. Yes. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. Verse 14, he brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death and break their bands in sunder. Hallelujah. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he had broken the gates of brass and cut the bands of iron in sunder. Now, fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat. They draw near into the gates of death. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he what saved them out of their distress. 20 again, yes. He sent his word, healed them, and delivered them. Read verse 28, yes. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. Praise God. Hallelujah. Read from verse 33. Yes, he turneth rivers into a wilderness, and the water spring into dry ground, a fruitful land into barrenness, for the wickedness of them that dwell therein. But see, 35, he turneth the wilderness into a what? Standing water, and dry ground into water spring. Next verse. There he maketh the hungry to dwell, but prepare a city for habitation, and sow the fields, and plant vineyards, and may yield fruit of increase. Hallelujah. 38, yes. Again, they are ministered, and brought low through oppression, affliction, and sorrow. Last verse, I want to go. 40, yes. Okay, read 42 and 43, want to go. So, clearly, if you study the context of the chapter, from verse 2, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, that I'm redeemed from the hand of the enemy. You will know, of course, 1 Peter chapter 1, from verse 10, 11, 12, of which salvation the prophets did what searched. When they prophesied, they inquired diligently. When they prophesied of what? The grace that should come in unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them, this signified when he testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that follows. Unto whom was he revealed? Not unto them, but unto us. They was minister the things that are now being reported unto you by them that has preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. You read 2 Peter chapter 1 from verse 20, 21. Please, if you cannot, I didn't say you should not open your Bible. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 20, 21. What's there again? How did this start? Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any what? Private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in the old time by the word of man, but holy men of God spoke, being moved by the Holy Ghost. Amen, amen. You check 2 Timothy chapter 3 from verse 15, 16. And that from a child, thou hast what? Known the Holy Scripture, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by the inspiration of God and profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. John 1:45. Then, come on, be fast. John 1:45. Then Philip findeth Nathanael and said unto him, we have found him of whom what? Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus Christ, the son of Joseph. If you check John chapter 5, verse 39, you search the scriptures, for in them you think you will have eternal life, but and they are they that testify of me, and you will not come unto me, that you may have life. If you read St. John 5 from verse 45, think not that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuses you to the Father, even Moses, in whom you trust. For had you believed Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote of me. Hallelujah. Luke 24, is that not from verse 22? When it told them, oh fools and slow of hearts, to believe all things that the prophets have said. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And what? Beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures things concerning himself. You read, go to verse 44. How did he put it again? He said unto them, these are the things while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled. Law of Moses in the prophet and Psalm concerning me. That Christ should what? Suffer. Right? That your Christ to what? To suffer and to be rise from dead third day. And that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name. So clearly we can see that scripture talks about salvation. So when he was saying in Psalm 107 verse 20, listen to me carefully, he sent his word healed them, definitely right, and the word by his own delivered them from their destruction. It's a scripture of salvation. Because if when you check the contents of Psalm 107, you will see he was talking about the redemption plan of God. Same way when you read Exodus chapter 6 from verse 1 to 3, when he said, when he was sending Moses to Pharaoh and to the Israelites in Egypt, that I'm the Lord, I will bring you out of the abundance of the Egyptians. I will rid you from the abundance. I will bring you out with an outstretched hand and with great power. So when he was saying all that, although physically we are seeing deliverance from Egypt, but in context with the canon of the scripture, we are seeing how God will deliver mankind from sin and death. So this is what I'm saying. Now, Psalm 107 verse 20, although clearly it's talking about salvation, but now, let me say this. Now, he said he sent his word and he healed them and delivered them from their what? From their destruction. But guess what? Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 says, eyes has not seen, nor ears heard, neither has he what entered into the mind of man, the things that God hath what prepared for them that love him. Yes, which things also? Next verse, yes. But God revealed them to us by the Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of man, save the Spirit of man, which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received this, not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we may know the things which are freely given unto us of God. Which things also we speak, not in the word which man's wisdom teaches, but which Holy Ghost teaches, comparing what? Spiritual things with what? Spiritual. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, if you check Matthew 13, open. Let me to find this verse. When he said, Matthew 13, when he was saying, blessed are your eyes, for they see the things that you see. For many prophets and righteous men have desired to see the things which you see and to hear the things that you hear. Thank you. Let's read it together. Want to go? Have desire. So clearly, there is an ignorance upon man before Christ came. So Jesus not only bring redemption, he brought the revelation of God. That is why James now told us that do not hear my beloved brethren, for every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, is from the Father of light, with whom there is no variableness, neither what shadow of turning. So he now told us that of his own will begat he us by the word of truth, that we may be a kind of what? First fruit of his creation. Please, I'm not just trying to quote scripture. These are scriptures that we have read over and over and over and over and over read in this place. Okay? So now, this is where I'm saying. This is where I'm going. Scriptures are about salvation. But man, because of ignorance, were unable to comprehend the depths of salvation. Man, in their ignorance, never knew the problem of man. Job investigated. A lot of them, they tried. What is the meaning of salvation? They don't know. So in different contexts in the Old Testament, they saw salvation as different things. Initially, Noah saw salvation as being saved from the flood with an ark. Abraham saw salvation as having Isaac. Are you with me? Isaac too, he saw salvation in another light. Jacob saw Joseph. Lots of, if you read Hebrews 11, you see the things that are being said about countless of them. But they were not able to picture it clearly. So the Holy Ghost, listen to me clearly, in describing salvation to them, at times he used sickness. Or perhaps, let me say it this way, they understood salvation as healing. Healing is like what I can say, one of the ways to explain salvation. Isaiah 53. We studied this a while ago. Isaiah 53. Surely he has borne our grief, verse 4 and 5, and he carried away our what? Sorrows. The first. Yet we did esteem him stricken of God, smitten and afflicted. Verse 5, one to go. But he was wounded for our transgressions, right? He was bruised for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Now, if you think ill there is just talking about sickness, see the next verse. All weak like sheep as what? Gone astray. We have gone every man to his own way, and the Lord has laid upon him the iniquity of us all, the common identity of us all. Now, this is the issue. Don't forget, not all men are sick. Are you with me? But all men need salvation. So, healing is just one of the ways to explain salvation. So, when he was saying Psalm 107 verse 20, he sent his word healed them, and his word delivered them from their destruction. Listen to me carefully. Sin and death is the major destruction that we are being delivered from. But sickness is what I can call the minor destruction that describes that major destruction. Same way, because serpent has been perceived by men as evil, it was easy for Moses to use serpents to typify Satan in the Garden of Eden. Are you with me? So that means the serpent is not the real thing, but the devil is who he was talking about. But because serpents are already perceived as what? Evil. But don't forget, this account was written long after everything is already going haywire. So that is written like at least 2,500 years after creation. So sickness too is a destruction. Although Psalm 107 verse 20, Isaiah 53 verse 5 is describing our salvation. But for man to understand, some words are interpreted as healings, as sickness. Praise God. Say sickness is destruction. That's where I'm going. So, Brian, why was healing used in Psalm 107 verse 20? Yes. Yes, why? Yes, sir? deeply, yes. But if they see healing, they will be able to what? Relate with it. Because at least, thank you, sit down. The body of man already needs healing. So when they see healings, it will be easy for them to relate with solution. Solution or a cure. Or a cure. But don't forget, you don't use a good thing to describe a bad thing. So if sin and sickness is bad, is evil, the sickness that is being used to describe it is also what? Bad and evil. Praise God. So that would mean, Christians, you are not to accept salvation and reject healing. Write that down. I am not to accept salvation. I am not to accept a saving God and reject the healing Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Matthew chapter 8. Funny enough, I've not started preaching today. Matthew 8. So, Jesus healed the sick to show that he was the Messiah. Don't forget, revelation was made available fully when the Holy Ghost was given. And the Holy Ghost, remember John chapter 16, from verse, that should be around verse 8, said when the Holy Ghost is come, he will reprove the word of sin, of righteousness and of judgment, of sin, open it. Of sin because they what? They believe not on me. Of righteousness because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to write unto you, but you cannot bear them down. Albeit what? When the Spirit of truth shall come, he shall guide you into all truth, right? He shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he. I will show you things to come. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, you can see that those words, they are in future tense. Not immediate. He will. And this was fulfilled when? Let me say from Acts 2. When the Spirit was given to man. So therefore, ladies and gentlemen, even in the earthly ministry of Jesus, that ignorance still persists. So, see Matthew 8 right now. We are going to read from verse 14. Let me read 14 and 15. You read 16 and 17 as loud as you can. Okay. When Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever, and he touched her hand, and the fever left her. And she arose and ministered unto them. 16, 17, want to go? They brought unto him possessed devils. And he cast out the spirit with his word and healed all that were sick. 17, it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sickness. So Jesus healed to fulfill that prophecy on the surface. What they were expecting in response to Isaiah 53 will be healing. Are you with me? Just like, I love this example of that Daniel 9:27, when Jeremiah was praying for the deliverance, remember that one? It's under which series? Is it, can the Bible be wrong? When Daniel was praying for the deliverance of Israel, Abby, from the captivity in Babylon, and Daniel replied, and Daniel said, 70 years has been determined upon thy people. Open it. Daniel 9. Glory to God. Amen, amen. Glory to God. Daniel 9, verse what? Find me now. Verse what? 24, right? Okay, let's read together. Want to go? Yes? 70 weeks as in what? Hold on, somebody's not there. Hold on, hold on. I think I'm the somebody that is not there. Daniel chapter 9. Okay, let's read from verse 20. It will be clear from here. And whilst I was speaking and praying and confessing my sins and the sins of my people Israel, and presenting my supplication before the Lord, my God, for the holy mountain of my God. Yeah, while I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I have seen in the vision, in the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly and touched me about the time of the healing oblation, and he informed me and talked with me and said, "Oh Gabriel, I am now come to give thee skill and what? Understanding. As the beginning of thy supplication, the commandment came forth, and I am come to shew thee, for thou art greatly beloved. Therefore, understand the matter and consider the vision." Okay, but go up, before reading that next verse, go up to verse 2. Verse 2. In the first year of his reign, Daniel understood by books the number of years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolation of what? Of what? Jerusalem. So clearly, this man was praying for the physical deliverance of who? Israel from captivity in Babylon. Are you with me, brethren? So he now starts saying, "I set my face in the Lord to seek in prayer, sackcloth," and he was confessing the sins of everybody before God. So now let's see the response of Gabriel. 24, want to go? 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy mountain. To what? What happened? We are talking about, let us leave captivity back to our land. We are talking about to finish what? Transgression. What's the next word? And to make an end of sin. Wow. And to make reconciliation for what? Iniquity. And to bring in what? Everlasting righteousness. And to seal up the vision and the prophecy and to anoint the most holy. Ah, serious. So, the prayer point is going like this. But when the answer is coming, guess what? No, visions are very powerful. In the literal 70 years, do you know what happened? Israel left captivity. In the figurative 70 years, which is now 70 times 7, if you look at, if you have any other translation, you see it clearly. Who has maybe NIV or NLT, you see it clearly that each, that 70 weeks is talking about, 490. So, but in the real sense, we know that when Israel came back to Jerusalem, that was when you saw those new prophets, Malachi, Haggai, those are the prophets after the captivity. That's why, for instance, when Malachi was saying that bring all the tithe to my house, it's so that they can rebuild the temple. When he was saying, "Just said the Lord to Zerubbabel, your hand has started this work, your hand shall finish it," all those things, he said they are all prophecies for them to now rebuild the temple and to restore all the sacrifices that were being done before. That was why Malachi was almost cursing them for not bringing in the things that they used to sacrifice before, so that the priests can now resume their duty. Are you with me? So, now, the literal prayer, they came back from captivity. But guess what? They truly came back. But in a deeper sense, what happened? What happened? Hello? In exactly 490 years, let me not go into the details, that was spoken by Daniel and the angel there, Jesus came. Amen? Jesus came. And the new creature emerged. So you can see how prophecy works. Don't forget, if Jesus came and they didn't, they are still in captivity, they will be able to force Jesus that, you are not the Messiah. Are you getting what I'm saying?
If Jesus came right now, but Israel is in captivity, because what they can see physically was what? We are leaving captivity back to Jerusalem. But what God was saying is that my son will come at this time and hour to what? Save mankind. His name shall be called Jesus. He shall save his people from their sins. So what God was fulfilling in essence was that plan that has been before their grandfather, before Abraham. So this is what I'm saying. God did the two. Both the physical fulfillment, he fulfilled it. The spiritual fulfillment, what? He also what? He fulfilled it. So, Isaiah 53 verse 5, if I say by his stripes I am healed, can I use that to claim physical healings for myself? It's everything I've explained since now. Huh? But doctrinally, what is he talking about? Salvation. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So, I don't see salvation as an excuse to be sick. Let me tell you clearly now, there are limited scriptures in the epistles that talks about healing. You don't find it very well. Apart from maybe James. James hinted us more. Maybe Paul in one or two places. In fact, even the counsel to Timothy was in physical things. Yes, there is power of God for healings. Of course, I'm coming to 1 Corinthians 12 later. Amen, amen. Say healings. Say healings is a proof of salvation. Say that God can heal is a proof that he can save. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that he can heal. That rather, that he heals is a proof that what? He saves. Now, you can take the healing and you leave the salvation. But why should you take the salvation and you leave the healing? Amen, amen. Just like they are serving you meat pie. You ate the pie, left the meat. What is poverty? The meat or the pie? The housing or the things inside? The all those flowers outside. It's not expensive now. How much is flour? It's the quality of the meat. You know what? You know, we have egg rolls. We have some egg roll that you open the egg roll, you see very big housing. The egg will not be like lizard's egg, something like that. Very small or half or quarter egg. Hallelujah. Praise God. And guess what? If they sell egg roll 15 naira, the egg inside is 13 naira, the housing is 10 naira, and the gain is 10 naira. Are you with me? see calculation. Praise God. Hallelujah. Your own is 100 naira, right? She said her own egg roll that she buys is 100 naira. Praise God. We worship you. You are in another level. Hallelujah. Ojut, have you bought egg roll 100 naira before in your life? Hallelujah. Praise God. Until I heard that there was a place in this Abuja that they sell akara. 5 akara for 5,000. I said, eh? I just had the picture in my phone. I said, where? He said, it's in Abuja. I said, which type of akara is it? He said, well. Of course, you know when you're a rich man and you have been like an eating for a long time and you have been eating the place, he says, can I just have akara this morning? When they bring the akara, you're going to pay for it. Praise God. 5 akara, 5K. That's quality akara. Amen. But I can tell you clearly, that akara cannot beat akara Oshu. Amen. Hallelujah. At Ife roundabout. I dare not pass that place without buying akara. Amen. It will cause me to miss heaven. Amen, amen. Praise God. So, there is the housing, the big shell, but there is a juicy part inside. Why do you take do I have perfect comparison right now? Because, you know, salvation is priority, right? I'm simply saying, in salvation, there are yet goodies. Take it. Take it. Say, I take it. God heals as a proof. Now, let me say this and say it more clearly. Jesus deliberately used healing more to prove he saves.
Did he use material prosperity?
Yes, but far, far less.
I'm not trying to speak for Jesus. That's just what I saw in the scripture. You can go and do the calculations yourself. We know of Peter, when he caught fish, it was so much. We know of the two times he shared 5 loaves, 2 fishes, and the other time 2 loaves and seven loaves and some fishes too. There was abundance that they gathered. Do you know why they gathered 12 baskets at the end of the day? Who know? That means there are 12 disciples. Amen. Praise God. Not 12 tribes. Disciples are the deacons serving in physical things. Okay? So it's as much as they can carry. Amen. So it could have been more than 12. Praise God. Amen, amen. So what am I saying? Yes, he used physical things and material prosperity a bit as a proof that I'm the Savior. But he was too emphatic on healings. To the extent that Acts 10:38 now said what? How God anointed Jesus Christ. Sorry, Jesus. When I say Jesus Christ, I've repeated already. Anointed is Christ already. Okay? So how God anointed Jesus with what? The Holy Ghost. Therefore, with the power of God, he went about doing good. How? Healing them that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. So one clear thing that we can say he did very well was what? Healing. So never in your study compare, put healing side by side with material prosperity. Just don't. That's not the point. It's clear. You might say you should be poor. Of course, who says you should be poor? Now you should be. But never put it side by side. Why did he do it? I don't know. Check your Bible. Simple. There was a time that he healed so much that Bible, even John said, if the things that he did was to be recorded, that the whole world would not be enough to write. Amen, amen. Praise God. For instance, if you have noticed in John 6, I didn't think they wanted to make him king because he healed the sick. They wanted to make him king because he multiplied things physically. Have you noticed? It was in John 6, after he multiplied fish and bread for them, that he went to another coast. They followed him to the coast. Say, okay, they want to make him king. Praise God. So, why he did that, I don't know. We just know that healing is one major emphasis of the gospel. Write that down, please. Healing the sick is one major emphasis of the gospel of Christ. Oh, glory to God. Let's now start with this teaching. Now go to next.
So 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28.
Or you need just come to the keyboard.
1 Corinthians 12, 28.
Oh, this is so awesome.
It's one big emphasis. We don't talk about the gospel without talking about healings. Same way, I have not said healings the gospel.
Now, we say we have gospel, we have the gospel. Okay? When we say the gospel, definite article, the gospel will be the intention of the prophets. The gospel will be the reason why he died, why he rose again. I have never said healing is that reason. Why? People were healed even before then.
But in sharing that gospel with people, Jesus said we should heal the sick.
Is that not clear enough? It's clear enough. The instructions in Mark 16 is clear enough. So, in Crusade Grand, I'm sorry, I may not always be able to tell you that you received miracle last day. But we have a priority, but we have a path that we cannot miss. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What I'm saying is that we can miss that one, but we must not miss this. Praise God.
We can miss that one. We cannot miss this.
Amen, amen.
It is so much in the mind of God that we have 1 Corinthians 12:28.
Come on, let's read this together.
12:28.
One, two, let's read, yes.
And God has set some in the church. First what? Apostles. Secondly, prophets. Thirdly, teachers. After that, miracles. Then what? Gift of healings. Hallelujah. He even puts it in the post-redemption gatherings.
We can say the stuff that happened in Matthew 8 is so that we can know that he's the Savior. But also in the gathering of the saved. What happens there too?
There is a special office.
Can you see why we cannot look down in healing?
There is a special... So people say, is church for healing the sick? Yes.
Church. Is it only for crusade grand?
No.
I can say Matthew 8 is for crusade grand. But this is clearly for what?
Church.
Say God has set gifts of healings in the church.
So we have human being called what? Gift of healing.
Same way you have an human being called an apostle, right? Human being is called a teacher. So we have a human being that should be called miracles in the church. Praise God. We have people that should be called what? Gift of healings.
Oh.
Amen, amen. Say, God, please, gift of healings in the church. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
So anytime we are gathered in church, we are gathered with the gift of healings.
What is the gift of healing?
Free.
What is that gift? Is it charis or door? Check the gift. What is the Greek word of the gift there? That should be da, do, d-o, r. Is it Doria? Or charisma? Huh? Is it Doria or charisma?
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Come on, Bajoshi, are you not there? No phone today.
Jolly Hantora.
It's charisma. Thank you. And why do we call it charis? Grace, right? From the word grace.
So, free healings.
The name of the man is be healed freely.
Oh, that's cool.
No, he didn't say we have a gift of miracle. He said we have miracle. We now call a man. He didn't call it healings. No, we have healings in medical practice, which will take time. You pay, you can sow seed. Some healings, you have to sow seed, sow leg. Worship your pastor, do this and that to get it. But there's an healing that is called gift of healing. The one that God does is called what? Gift of healing. To be healed freely. If you will value the church as this, you will benefit from it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Why are you done? You should be happy. Amen.
Oh, glory to God.
And of course, in a place like Edify Assembly, you know there is nothing that is stopping us from getting healed here. Amen? If there is any condition yet to fulfill, I can tell you it's not in the book. When you are come together, each one of you have something. Hallelujah. And if it's about coming together, yeah, we do that very well here. If it's about honoring one another, yes, we do that very well here. It's about honoring the ministry gift available. Yes, we do that very well here. So do we have any excuse not to be healed? Any excuse? No excuse. Just not.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
I will not allow you to be sick. That's not my issue. I will not allow you. You want to be sick? I will not allow you. Some of you, like this one, you like when they pet you.
Yeah, sorry, eh?
I have an anti-petting spirit.
Yes, you are the Lord. Healer. Healer. Yeah.
He's a healer. Leave drum, Papa. You want to pray for yourself? Leave drum. I say leave drum. You're thinking of gift of healing. You're thinking of drum.
Yes, you are my Lord.
He's a healer.
Yes, you are the Lord.
And you're so villeros.
Yes, you are the Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes. Say we are gathered today with the gift of healings. Say we are gathered today with healing freely, with benevolence in healing. Be on your feet, everybody. Just be in tongues. Hallelujah. You be in tongues. They can keep singing. Oh, thank you, Lord. But you be in tongues. The gift of healing works in our midst. The gift of healing works in our midst. He's a healer. Yes. He's the healer. He's a healer. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes, you are the Lord.
La te 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 la so vile. La rosa va la te rostada. La la coso vile rosada. Ta te le va se vole la la mala 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 mala. Le cose vole ras ruste mala 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 mala. Latinimas, Etolimas, and Tolimas, and Toliras, the Malimas, Mali Rose, the Bonnie Case. Instructions. Thank you. We're in the seasons of healings. Amen. Healings for ourselves, immunity for ourselves, for our bodies, for our families. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Nothing can defy the faith of God. Nothing defies the power of God. We are too much not to be healed. Hallelujah. We are too much not to be immune. We are too much to allow our parents to die of sickness. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So we're in that season. Hallelujah. 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 Amen, amen. We are too much not to have massive results on the streets. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Ali and Toaster, we are too much not to have massive results. We are the men with the gospel of Christ as our priority. And we are the men with the power of God in excess. Hallelujah. Excess in demonstration. We are the men. Hallelujah. tangible from Kaduna branch, tangible miracles, tangible, extra tangible miracles. Hallelujah. Yakes tobate. Miracle is our catcher. That is what we throw out. That is our announcement. Hallelujah. We announce ourselves by the miraculous. We announce ourselves by the miraculous. We announce ourselves by the miraculous. By announce ourselves. We announce ourselves. We announce ourselves in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So don't forget, these are times to take a step of faith. These are times to take steps of faith. Amen. These are times to just come out in faith. These are the times to be forward. Say, I will be forward. Yeah, this is the time to prove to know about healing. This is a time to interlop. This is a time to venture into what doesn't concern you. Amen. This is a time to interrupt discussion. This is a time to interrupt treatment process. Hallelujah. This is a time to interrupt people's schedule to bless them, to heal them. Amen. Now, you are going to interrupt because you are desperate to bless somebody. Amen. You are desperate to use your gifts. These are times of desperation. Amen, amen. Oh, glory to God. These are not times that we are reluctant. These are times of activities. Activities. Activities surrounds us. Oh, glory to God. Activities. Activities that glorifies God. Activities that brings in the mighty harvest that we seek. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. These are times for every organ in our body to be perfect, sound, functioning perfectly. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. These are times that our families, people will feel the healing power of God just by association. By association, you will heal people. Amen, amen. Glory to God. By associating with the sick, they will be healed. By touching a friend, they will be healed. Hallelujah. The power of God in your body is let loose in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. The power of God in your body is let loose. It lets loose. It lets loose. For every time we are gathered here, we are gathered with the gift of healing. We are gathered with the gift of faith. We influence each other with the gift of healing by the gift of faith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah, we influence each other with the gift of healing by the gift of faith. 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 Hallelujah. For an answer. We don't take no for an answer. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We don't take no for an answer. You say you have visited that issue before. Do it again. Amen. Do it again. Faith does not fail. Do it again. Do it again. I will 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 do it again. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I will do it again. I will lay hands again. I will lay hands again. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I do it again.
Amen. Hallelujah. Say the faith of God does not fail.